Couch Surfers. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Sense8. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for First Meetings and Season 1. Part 4 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
Felix is shoving disgusting amounts of grease into his mouth, but honestly, he fucking loves shitty American food. He and Wolfgang still don't know where they're going yet, but at the moment, Felix is having a blast. Will has moved somewhere safe, and Nomi helped them wire him enough money to make sure his drugs weren't that poison back alley shit. No way. If Felix's friends are getting high, they're getting the good shit. They'll fly in style. For now, they're all on the rails, trying to figure out their next move, and Felix understands it's going to be a big one. It's going to take time, and eventually the headmates are going to topple the tower and save themselves. Felix is going to help, one way or another. So he's going to get as much good food in as he can before he gets covered in shit from the fam. Speaking of which...
So who's left?
He asks around a mouthful of burger and milkshake. Fucking chew your food, Wolfgang snaps. Felix flips him off, swallowing. I said, who's left? He repeats. I want to know who I'm going to war for. Wolfgang blinks at him, then glances past him.
Leto and Riley, he answers.
Felix turns his gaze to the love seat to his left, then back to Wolfgang.
They here?
Yeah,
Wolfgang answers, then says to the open air.
He doesn't.
I don't what? Felix asks. A beat passes before Felix jerks in surprise as Wolfgang suddenly throws himself backwards on the couch, like he's just collapsed onto it. I'm fucking tired of acting, all right? Which is honestly ridiculous. I'm an actor, but I'm suddenly having the worst time with these fucking homophobes. I really can't handle another right now, he says quickly, a hand pressed to his forehead and sighing dramatically. I like you enough already. I didn't want to be disappointed.
Felix raises both eyebrows, glances to the love seat and back. The stark change, starker than usual. He's never witnessed this level of melodrama in Wolfgang, and it throws him for a bit of a loop. He doesn't realize the open-ended nature of that sentence until Wolfgang's eyes flicker towards him, narrowed.
Well, he says uncertainly, feeling something ugly in his chest at the sudden tension in Wolfgang's body. No part of Wolfgang ever has to be afraid of him or his hatred. He just isn't sure what to say exactly. But then again, Felix has never really been a guy for filters. The headmates can know anything Wolfgang can, even if it's the answer to something Wolfgang never thought to ask. He shrugs and goes for the truth.
Well, who can blame a guy for liking a good dicking? He offers with a lopsided smile, holding out a fist. Kind of a stupid excuse to hate someone.
Wolfgang's headmate immediately relaxes, giving him a bright and charming smile that almost seems to not fit Wolfgang's face. He bypasses Felix's extended fist to close him in a hug.
I'm Leto.
Hey, Leto,
Felix says, careful to keep his greasy fingers off Wolfgang's shirt.
When he sits back, Felix eyes him up and takes in the tired relief in his eyes. You aren't hurt, are you? Between the three of us, we could probably take anyone in a fight. Hell, between he and Wolfgang, they could probably take anyone in a fight. Leto laughs, patting his shoulder. Can't fight all of Mexico, Felix. Felix sucks his teeth. Why do you all live in Neverland? He grouses, turning towards the love seat. Where's Riley? The silence that follows is a little tense, and Felix frowns. He turns instantly when Wolfgang pets his shoulder again, this time a little more timidly. Leto's eyes were tired, but these are exhausted. I can't really say right now, Riley answers in a soft, flickering voice. Not just to you, but anyone. Oh, Felix says guiltily. When Felix had spoken to Kala briefly in the car, she had said they needed to leave, not Will needed to leave. It made him feel a little better. How sappy. To know at least Will wasn't lost in a chemical haze unsupervised. But he could clearly see it was weighing heavily on Riley as well. He doesn't always do well with comfort, so he tries to smirk at her, rolls his eyes. Well, hypothetically, what country are Wolfie and I not allowed to visit? Riley lets out an amused breath. Iceland is, she quirks her fingers in air quotes, bad people. Feeling violence itchy in his hands, Felix frowns. They catch you too? Briefly. Riley swallows, then sinks like there's a hand on her shoulder. Felix looks up, past her, eyes catching on nothing. Hey, Fuzz. Riley laughs again. He flipped you off. The feeling's mutual, Felix answers with a grin, taking a sip of his milkshake, then freezing, glancing between the drink and the woman and his friend. Dude. Yes? Riley answers, startling back a little when Felix thrusts his cup at her. If Wolfgang drinks this, can you taste it? Felix asks. If she and Will are in hiding, it's unlikely they've been able to splurge on anything worth eating. As a kid who'd grown up occasionally spending weeks eating cup noodles and anything he could steal, Felix doesn't have to guess how sick she must be of saltines and beef broth concentrate. He may not be able to actually do much for her, but if making Wolfgang eat good food can spoil two people, eight friends in one go, of course Felix would offer to help with that. Because Riley's answering laugh is sweet, and Felix likes her, he likes her a lot. Sort of, she answers. It's more like I'm remembering how it tastes, but... Wicked! Felix exclaims. Do you like chocolate? Yes. Riley laughs again, and when he shakes it at her, takes the shake from him. Felix smiles at her when she takes a sip, shoving more fries into his mouth. He's going to have to take a tally of everyone's favorite foods. He's got a 7-man team of international food eaters in his best friend. He'll always know which foreign places are authentic. Sweet! Thank you. Riley says, softly, then looks over to the window beside the TV. Coffeeist says I should make tea for you, and wants to know if the tea shop across the block is good. Wiping his hands on his pants, Felix shoves up off the couch to squint out the window. Does he like boba? Ah, they just opened a bubble tea shop uptown. I've not had it yet, but Sun says I will like it. Coffeeist answers, standing to join Felix at the window. He has a sort of naturally happy air to him that Felix appreciates and finds contagious. Wolfgang's happiness is rarely this soft, but Felix has been around a long time. This is Coffeeist, but the light in his eyes and the ease of his smile fits a version of Wolfgang that Felix is one of very, very few people to have been privileged to witness multiple times. It's hella contagious. Tossing an arm around Coffeeist's shoulders earns him an unquestioning grin and an arm slung around his waist. Tell Wolfie where you're going, Felix says. We should go at the same time. you know, he wiggles his fingers, compound the flavors. Cafeus extends his free hand, and Felix shakes it. You've got yourself a deal, Felix. Later, when he and Wolfgang are alone, vegetating in front of the TV, Felix knows he's not imagining the way Wolfgang's face keeps sliding towards a resting smile. He knows he's not imagining it, because every time he notices it, he feels it like a jump start to the heart. Part of him wants to tease, because anything he'd say would be saccharine and stupid, but he's not really in a place to judge. Hell, he's sitting here smiling too. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!